Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
In the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, in the story about the wise men, the Christmas story, there are a couple of verses. Let me read them to you. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not." And that's the story of the wise men. Is King Herod had all the babies 2 years old and younger in the area of Bethlehem killed. Great weeping. We've had it in our country, in Connecticut. Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School. First graders massacred, murdered. And we mourn. Right here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. And this is a special Christmas Eve, Christmas week edition. And we're going to talk about the story of the wise men. You're going to hear some things you may have never heard before. There's a Christmas story that I'm going to tell that will go back and dig it through some history and tell you some things that you possibly have never heard. So it's a new take on an old story coming from Scripture. And indeed, we have lost innocent lives, teachers, and first graders. 26. And the shooter's mom. Murdered. We don't have the answers to why, but in today's show, I hope you'll listen to the whole show, because there's some things going on in our country that sometimes we don't know what to say, and you hear people just blast out words that should never leave their mouth. But here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we're going to leave politics alone. We can do that 1 week out of the year. This is Christmas, and Hanukkah has just ended for many of you, different religious holidays during the month of December. But Christmas is a national holiday, has been for well over 100 years now in the United States. And so I want to say Merry Christmas. It's tough to say Merry Christmas when such a tragedy has happened. Our children have been murdered. How do we keep them safe? What can we do? Questions. Well, we're going to go back and study this story in the Bible about the wise men in the New Testament. And like I said, you'll hear some things you hadn't heard. We're going to take a week off. Yeah, I could talk about the fiscal cliff. I could talk about how, even as we're taping this, Speaker of the House John Boehner and President Obama are still negotiating, and they're going back and forth. And are we going to go over the fiscal cliff? Maybe. Maybe not. Don't know. I'd like to think our leaders would prepare us and do what's best for the economy and the country. Can't say it's going to happen. But I can tell you this. You listen to today's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You'll be glad you did. We're going to hear some things you may have never heard before. And I want you to listen to what Saturday Night Live, the tribute they did. I don't know a better way to open up this Christmas season special, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, other than the same way Saturday Night Live opened up after the massacre, the children's choir singing Silent Night. Let's take a listen.
Sweet.
And as the children sing about the wonder star that led the wise men to the baby Jesus, let's talk about that story. You think you know it? Well, most of you do know it. I'm going to tell you some things about that and some things that you may have never heard that may not be quite accurate. We don't know. There's some things I'm going to give you a Doc Holliday theology pronunciation of some of the events. So listen up to that. Before I do, let me go and tell you about, I'm going to ask you some questions about the Christmas story. See if you know them. Even I know we got a lot of listeners from the Jewish faith, other faiths, and not everybody comes from the Christian faith. But a lot of people have heard about the Christmas story. So I'm going to ask you three questions and see if you know the answer, see if you can figure them out as we talk about the story of the wise men. And let me give you those three questions right here. Now, I got three questions for you. And at the end of the show, we're going to give you the answer. So make sure you stay to the end of the show. And this special edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. This is our Christmas special, our Christmas edition for everyone. And we want everyone to have a little fun as we look at these questions now. The question number one is, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? So that's our first question. How many angels spoke to the shepherds? Our second question is, what is a heavenly host? What is a heavenly host? It was in the Christmas story. Now, another question. Third question. And during the time of Jesus' birth in Israel, a manger was usually made out of what type of material? I'll give you some help. I'm going to give you four answers, and you pick one of these four. In Israel, at the time of Jesus' birth, a manger was usually made from what type of material? A, was it plywood? B, was it oak? C, was the manger made out of cedar? Or D, was the manger made out of stone? Plywood, oak, cedar, or stone? One of those answers will be correct. So which one do you say? And those are three questions. I'm going to give you a bonus question. And this bonus question is a true or false. So you got a good chance of getting it. The true or false question. The question for bonus is, there was snow in Israel the night Jesus was born. True or false? There was snow in Israel the night Jesus was born. You tell me, true or false? That's the bonus question. You got those three questions, and you can be looking them up as you listen to the rest of the show. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on www.webtalkradio.net. And we are going to get into the story of the wise men that we read about in the New Testament book of Matthew. And as we do, let's listen. The Beach Boys sang about the wise men coming to see baby Jesus. So let's listen to the Beach Boys here for a moment. The Beach Boys lead us right into the Christmas story, and found in the New Testament book of Matthew. We'll go to chapter 2. It says, "Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, For thus it is written by the prophet, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Okay, let's just dig into that. Let's unpack that a little bit. We've heard that story. A lot of you have heard it many times. We talk about the wise men from the east. And we heard the Beach Boys singing. They were singing, "We three kings of Orient are." We're three kings? No. It says wise men. What were wise men? Or magi. Some people say magi. Well, those were people of wisdom, and most of the time it refers to astrologers, what we would call astrologers today. And they came to King Herod and said, "We've come here to worship the king of the Jews." And Herod was the king of the Jews. And they said a newborn king, they'd seen a star, meaning they knew that there was the birth of a Jewish king, and they'd come from the east. So King Herod has no new child in his kingdom, so all of a sudden he is worried. Here's some wise men coming from the east, said there was something in the heavens that saw a star, and they were following the star, and all of a sudden he is being challenged. He's thinking, "I have a challenge to my kingship." So Herod, King Herod, and he's called Herod the Great. He built many massive buildings. He built the temple in Jerusalem that was massive. That's even the stone wall, the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall of the foundation of the King Herod's temple, the one that he had built in Jerusalem. That's what you see today in people as the Jewish faith, and many come to the Wailing Wall there in Jerusalem. And this is what, and some people, the stones, the way the stones were placed, there's people, they still do not know how these huge stones were placed, not in the wall that you see in pictures, but beyond that wall, the foundation. They don't know how they were put in place and with such precision. But King Herod was a great builder. Not only did he have that, he had a fortress at Masada that you read about, but he had another sort of vacation home called Herodia. Now, where was Herodia? Well, what did all the scribes and all the prophets, they gathered all the wise men of Israel together and said, "Where is the king? Where's the king of the Jews supposed to be born?" And they said, "Out of Bethlehem." Well, just as the crow flies, not more than probably 3 or 4 miles, King Herod had a great, great home, an exquisite home. And you can go there today near Bethlehem and see Herodia, or the remains of Herodia, a massive, huge castle on a hill. And then beneath, they had great gardens and swimming pool type right there in the desert land around Bethlehem. So King Herod was not far from Bethlehem when he wanted to in his vacation home at Herodia. But that's not where the king of the Jews was being born, but what we read in Matthew. And where did the star go? Well, let's go back. And I'm going to talk to you some about the star. Where did the star come from? Who are these wise men that came from the east? Well, we don't know a lot. I told you about all the Bible tells us. But let's go back and see what else that we can talk about. Where these wise men came from? Speculation? Well, I'm going to give you Doc Holliday speculation. But first, I want to hear another song. And then I'm going to remind everybody, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. This is our special Christmas show, Christmas season. We're talking about the story of the wise men that's written in the New Testament book of Matthew. And we're trying to find out, who are these wise men? Where did they come from? Why they came from the east? What do we know about them? And we're going to get to that as soon as we hear another Christmas song, and to remind you to go check out the website here in this Christmas season. We're running low on our books, got a few left. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, the book. You can get that at my website. You can go and right on the homepage and click the website. It'll take you there. You can order not only that book, but some more good books for conservatives. And liberals need to read them, too. So get them for your liberal friends. And let's continue to give some gifts like the wise men did as they brought gifts. So you can get some gifts for good conservative books for all your friends, liberals and conservatives and moderates, too. So be sure to go check out my website. Click on there on the homepage, and be sure to check through the books. And you can probably find more than one you want. We got some good books there, some great reading, and a couple essay books that I've got an essay in. And then Walk With Me, the book I wrote a couple years ago about the Tea Party movement. And then, of course, the Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. You can get it right now. And it could be a collector's issue. Better get them before they all run out. So let's listen to some more Christmas music. Then we're going to find out who are these wise men, why they came from the East, and what does it mean for us even today.
Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. Shines an everlasting light. For the king has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger.
Now, you ask me, where do you find out where the wise men came from? I go back into the Bible, but not the New Testament. We hear that the wise men saw the star in the east. They came from the east. They went west. So what does that tell us? Well, for somehow, they had to have some knowledge of why a star would represent a newborn king, a king of the Jewish people. Now, how do you think they would know that? Well, we go back in an Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Look back in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, and you can see time after time. I won't read the verses to you, but Daniel was well known to the Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, and he was Daniel was there when there was handwriting on a wall, and nobody could discern it. And it was Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. People went and got Daniel, and he read it and said, "Tell me what it means, and I'll make you third most important in the kingdom." He read it and told him, "It means, you know, you've been found wanting, and your kingdom be taken from you tonight." And exactly that night, King Cyrus the Great, came through, and nobody thought anybody could lay siege to the ancient city of Babylon. They said it is a fortress city. They had walls that even chariots could ride around the top of it, and had enough food for 20 years to feed the citizens within the walls of Babylon. So they weren't worried about King Cyrus. But guess what? King Cyrus's troops, one thing of the mighty fortress of Babylon back during Daniel's time, and listen, the Babylonians, they're the ones that captured all the Jewish people, and they tore down the temple that Solomon had built. Solomon had built the great temple and had all the gold and everything in it, from all the special things that were crafted for the Jewish temple, the first temple that King Solomon built. And it was torn down by Nebuchadnezzar and his troops, and all the everything they could get from the temple that was valuable of gold, they took it to Babylon. But there, they had the Jewish captives, and Daniel was one of them. And Daniel worked with Nebuchadnezzar, and then later, like I said, his grandson, and then King Cyrus had come in. And when King Cyrus ruled, again, he put Daniel in a high position because he had great leadership, evidently. But not only that, he was a prophet. And he was put in charge of all these different wise men or astrologers. And I'll get back to what I was talking about, the walls of Babylon. King Cyrus's troops came in because it was a fortress. Nobody thought anybody would ever lay siege to it because the armies would get waited out. But what happened in this mighty city fortress of Babylon, the Euphrates River rolled right underneath it, and they had gates there where the river rolled right underneath it and watered the city, came right through it. But guess what? The King Cyrus's troops, they dug out some ditches and they drained the river away into some lowlands or swampland and lowered the water level, and they went in through the water gate underneath the wall and pretty much took the city without a fight because the king was feasting. The king of Babylon, was Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, was feasting, and Daniel that night said, "Your kingdom be taken from you." And it was. And so those are things that are from history that we know about Daniel. But he was placed, even Nebuchadnezzar placed him high, and then as King Cyrus came into Babylon and Daniel was old, he was put in a position of power. But and Daniel talks about it. He knew of a palace in Elam. Now, where's Elam? You don't know. I don't know when I read that, but what it was. Here we are in the ancient cities of the first cities of the world in what is modern-day Iraq, where the American soldiers have fought back and forth through the last decade. And now Elam was, you cross over the Euphrates and Tigris River over into the country of modern-day Iran and the Persian kingdom. And that's what King Cyrus represented, the Medes and the Persians. When he took over Babylon, they put wise men in different places. One was Susa, and it's in Iran. And you can go there today, and they have these tombs of the great Persian kings and King Cyrus the Great. You can go to his tomb today. And what did Daniel know, and what did he tell King Cyrus? Well, I don't know anything about the Christmas star, but you can go to King Cyrus's tomb today, right there in a modern state, a country of Iran, and King Cyrus is the only ancient king who has on his tomb a cross. Now, Daniel predicted a lot of the last day, end day things that happen and that are repeated in the book of Revelation. Now, how was that written? Was it Revelation? Was it just somebody copying Daniel when John wrote Revelation? I can tell you this, King Cyrus has a cross on his tomb, and this was 500 years before Jesus was ever born, before the Romans invented crucifixion, but a cross is on the tomb of King Cyrus today. Nobody knows why. Maybe Daniel told him toward the end, "You're going to want a cross." I don't know. I'm just speculating. Also speculating that Daniel, in his position of working with all the astrologers and the wise men of the kingdom, he was placed in charge of them. That's what King Cyrus did. I'm telling you, somehow I think there's prophecy. Or he said, when you see this star in the sky, then it means King of the Jews is born. And the wise men had to know, some of them had to know the prophecy. Can you imagine telling your wife, your kids, "We're going to pack up and we see a star nobody's ever seen. We've got it figured out." And everybody thinks of this bright, bright star. I don't know what it was. But on the horizon, they said they saw it in the east. And so they had to see the star coming and coming, and then it got over them. They say, "Hey, we need to follow this star." And they pack everything up, tell the wife, the kids, "We don't know how long we're going to be gone. We're going to follow the star." And they go, "Why?" "Because we want to give gifts to the newborn king." The king of who? King of the Jews. Then how do you know? Well, we've seen the star. But they had to have a lot of faith, folks. They had to have a lot of faith, because they would not be heading out to, you know, it might take them a year or two. I don't know. Could you imagine packing up? If nobody else in the world knows what you're doing and you're following a star. But they did follow the star, and they got into, you can imagine, "Hey, we're in the land of Jews. We're in Israel." And they go to King Herod's palace. And, you know, these couldn't be just so rough runabout shepherds or anything, because, you know, they came right into the palace, and evidently they were well respected, because they got to see the king, King Herod the Great, to build all these famous structures that used Roman techniques, and they're still King Herod's structures are seaport. All kind of things are still survived. He's been long dead. So he wasn't just a run-of-mill king. He was King Herod the Great. And when they said a newborn king was born, it scared him. And that's what I read in the scripture. And I'm just saying that the wise men saw the star in the east. They watched it, came over their heads, and then they followed it. They had to go westward. Let's pick up the story. It says, and when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, what was the star? We've had astronomers always speculate on a comet, on this, on that, or what it could be. And people looked over and tried to see what kind of comet might have been around that time. Don't know what it was. Now, some people speculate, hey, it could be the Shekinah glory. What's the Shekinah glory? Well, go back in the read about the first temple when King Solomon built it. It says the Shekinah glory came out. And just like the Israelites were led out of the country of Egypt, Moses led them out. How? Fire by night and cloud by day. So I'm not going to speculate on what the star was, but I know the wise men saw it. If it's a huge bright star and everybody in the world saw it, don't know. Could have been a little speck in the sky that came out one of the, it may have been like shooting from the arrow, one of the constellations. You could write a whole book on what it could be. But we know they followed the star, and it says the star hovered over the place in Bethlehem where baby Jesus was. And it says, when they were coming to the house, see, they're not in a manger. Everybody thinks, you see the nativity scenes, and you see the shepherds and the wise men and cattle, and we don't know what it was like. More than likely, Jesus was born in a cave, in a stone. Well, I don't want to answer your question there. That was one of the questions we'll get to at the end. But it says, when he got there to the house and with Mary's mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasuries, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And everybody says, what's gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Where it continues, it says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child, his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And Joseph went on down in Egypt. How did he make it in Egypt? Well, the wise men just gave him some gold. That may be what he had to use to travel and live down in Egypt. And there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And that's from the book of Hosea, Old Testament of Hosea. But let's pick up the story. It says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, must have felt bad to be mocked, was exceedingly wroth. That means he was upset. And sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So the wise men told him when he first saw the star, and Herod figured, I'm going to take this in my own hands. And he killed the babies, 2 years old and younger. And of course, Jesus had gone into Egypt. And it goes back to what we started our show with, the next two verses. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, in Ramah, there was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. And it says, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph and said he could go back because King Herod was dead. I wish we could bring all the children in Newtown, Connecticut back. But just as there's a star that the wise men saw, there's stars in heaven, the children in heaven. It says Jesus takes them in their arms, the little children. And I know in Connecticut, losing a child, I have four children of my own, and I'm trying not to get emotional here. I do want to tell you, just as we saw President Obama shed a tear, it's hard not to get choked up thinking about your own child. And that could happen to anybody. Why? How? What I say is that wise men went on a journey. They saw a star. They didn't know where they were going. They followed the star. And I think in this journey for America, for our children, for your grandchildren, for our future, we have got to follow the star like the wise men did. We know the truth. We know what America needs. And it doesn't matter who's president until we have America that loves truth and can look. It doesn't matter what President Obama says. If the American people look at the truth, the devastating financial condition this nation's in. We've had people in the past, you can go back and listen to our shows with Lowell Ponte. You can listen to our show about the fiscal cliff and the need for a financial Noah's Ark. We've covered that. What are the answers? And that's what I know the people in Connecticut, all across America, people are saying, what are the answers to keep these killing sprees? What can we do to stop the mass murders? I wish I had all the answers. But somehow, reading the story about the wise men, reading the story about Rachel weeping for her children, who's Rachel? That's Rachel was the wife of Jacob who wrestled with an angel, and God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. That's the first known name of Israel. His wife is Rachel. That's why it's talking about Rachel weeping for her children. And even today in Connecticut, Rachel weeps for those innocent first graders, their teachers, innocent children were murdered. And it could happen to my child or your child. And everybody's talking about gun control. I can say this, it's the heart, condition of the heart. We know we got mental illness, but conditions of the heart, people have to know how to live by the Ten Commandments. The more people that live by the Ten Commandments, the better environment for a country full of love and production we'll see. Don't have all the answers here. This is our Christmas show. We talk about the star the wise men saw. The wise men from the east. Were they from Iran and Iraq? Wouldn't that be just Jim Dandy to know that the wise men came from modern day Iran and Iraq? Can we get wisdom from there today? Is there ancient wisdom just waiting on us to figure it out? That's the story from the book of Matthew, the New Testament. I hope you've enjoyed the Christmas story. Maybe you've learned something that you hadn't thought about. Where the wise men came from. Where did they get the prophecy? What the star was. But I do have some, I got to give you some answers to the questions here for this Christmas show. So let's see how you did. I hope you figured up some good answers. And let's go over these questions. First of all, I said, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? You find that in the book of New Testament book of Luke. It's one angel. One angel spoke to the shepherds. And then it says, what is a heavenly host? Well, it says there's a whole heavenly host as soon as the angel spoke. What a heavenly host is an angel army. Now, army is one, two, maybe 3,000. And a multitude of heavenly hosts would probably, it could be 100,000 angels. We don't know for sure, but we're not talking about a handful or a choir. We're talking about tens of thousands, probably 100,000 angels. Heavenly host is an angel army. So that is answer number two. Number three, I said, what kind of material was during Jesus' time was the manger made out of? And it could have been plywood, oak, cedar, or stone. Well, the answer is stone. All the mangers were made of stone back then, just about all of them. Even though we see in our Christmas plays little wooden mangers, no way. It was stone, made of stone for animals to put water and feed in, for the animals to feed in. I got a bonus question. You remember the bonus question? True or false? Don't cheat now, because you get a half, you're going 50% chance to get it right. But the true or false question, there was snow in Israel the night Jesus was born. True or false? Well, actually, we know for sure. It's true, because there's always snow on Mount Hermon in the state of Israel. So, yes, there was snow in Israel the night Jesus was born, because there's always snow on Mount Hermon. I am glad to have a chance to speak with you. We got away from politics this week, and our hearts cry out in continual prayer for the families that are hurting there in Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut. God bless you each and every one. We're going to come back next week with sort of a wind-up special of some of the different clips and people talking about different things over the past year. We've got a special show next week. Don't want to miss that. And we got some new things coming up for Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics in 2013. We're going strong because of you. Thank you. My best Christmas gift are the listeners who listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Thank you. We're looking forward to the next year working together. We're going to find solutions of what we must do because we love our country. And no matter what the president says or what the liberals say, and no matter what kind of power they have, we the people, we got a voice and we got a say in how our country, in what direction this country is going to go. You listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you're going to be a part of history. Listen, talk to you next week. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.